FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
All right, John Potter here, live and local in studio. Comedian Bob Zaney appearing at the Silver Legacy. All right, give it to me.
No, I'm not. I believe the live and loco thing. It's just that you spell loco L-O-C-O, and a lot of people don't know, Polo, that you're a chicken. Hey, exciting. I brought JB from the Laugh Factory there at the Silver Legacy Hotel and Casino. JB, why don't you say hello real quick? Good job, JB. Thank you. That was JB, and he's got his own. He brought in his own headsets because we didn't have him last time he was here. Do you remember that?
JB, how do you put up with this?
I don't know why you're so sensitive, you're John. Running, John, you've right, been in show business for how long, and you still get hurt like a little puppy? I don't need this.
Out of the gate, this out of is. Jeez.
Live and local.
I knew he'd massacre me when I gave him the wrong time. He got here at 9:30. Everything's gone wrong for
well,
me.
Well, I have proof. I'll send you the screenshot when I was supposed to be here.
You did.
By the way, I love this whole station. I walked around. There's no restroom in the station, so I did my business and operations. I thought that made sense. You know what I'm saying? But I think I set off the red nose in operations. Big show, Silver Legacy tonight, 7:30 and 9:30. And the folks want to meet John Potter and his lovely wife, Kathy. They will be at the first show, and he'll be walking around going, do you listen? And no one listens, John. No one cares about you. But the point is, you'll be there, and they get this, because they get the, that's the beauty of radio. I've done radio for years, and I started at KLOS in Los Angeles in 1983.
Frazier Smith,
Frazier right. Smith, but yeah. I had my own show on the weekends just like this. You know, they would sequester me on a Saturday where no one would listen. And anyway, the point is, I have a radio background, and I know what you bring to the table, and you're an amazing guy. So people want to put the voice to the face is what I'm getting at.
I wish you were still doing your own show so I can come in, barge in, and heckle you.
I would actually make you wait an hour before you get in after what you've put us through.
I made him wait a half hour.
I kept telling JB, I said, we're almost done with this break. Let's go. I mean, I don't need this crap. I went to high school. Do you understand I will play that card if I have to? Very excited. Well, a lot of great things going on out there. I got a pet peeve now. Can I do a pet peeve?
Oh, yes, yes. You you a pet peeve? Oh, my gosh.
I have two. One, I perform in a lot of places with the elevator system. And you know how you're standing in an elevator and no one's with you. You're just there by yourself. And you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. And finally, you hear that sign of hope, the ding. And then 18 people show up. They didn't earn that elevator, John. I earned that elevator. They should wait. Here's the second one. Remember, and this is the only thing I blame Trump on, getting rid of the penny. Because now, all of a sudden, everybody is saying, well, we're out of pennies, right? And they're shorting you a penny here, two pennies, three pennies, right?
Rounding it off.
But they were saying in the beginning they would point it out. Now they don't even say anything. They just steal your pennies. So you know what? There's hackers who actually go into computers and go into companies and steal a penny from every customer and make millions. That's what they're doing, John.
Should
be what you should be fighting for your listener.
And reporting on. Okay. What else can I do for you, Bob Zaney?
Well, gosh. I wish you'd let me just take over the show and let me interview you. Let's find John, you've been in Reno for how long now?
First moved here in 78.
78, and I was just a senior in high school. 78 to 79. Can you
believe
that?
I'm older than everyone.
And Dirt.
Yeah.
I think Dirt actually is going, hey, man, John's old.
Well, I read your bio, and it says in 1977, at the tender age of 15, Bob Zaney, the native Southern Californian, appeared on the infamous Gong Show. Halfway through his stand-up routine, he was pulled off the stage by a man dressed like a nun wielding a net.
That's right.
That was the Gong Show, all right.
And that was my first appearance. And because of that action they took, if you got gonged, you didn't get paid anything. But they consider that a specialty act. So I made $128.58, AFTRA, union, and a waffle iron. And my parents were angry because we were a pancake family. I don't know why people laugh at that.
Zany's stage persona has evolved over the years, but the dramatic weight loss in 1991 caused a major overhaul, along with the 175 pounds he lost 30 minutes of his act.
Actually, I just broke up with my girlfriend at the time, and that was 175 I lost.
Oh, you know, is what, that what I, that means?
By the way, that bio is great if this was 1991. Thank you, John, for doing your research.
Well, me?
Where the hell did you get that?
You should update it.
You know, you're absolutely right. I should have said, I have an updated version, trust me. By the way, you asked me earlier what I've been doing lately. I just appeared in the new Roseanne Barr sitcom that will be streaming soon. I'm serious. You don't think I'm... I play Mary Goodfella in her town.
I didn't hear she has a new streaming series.
Yeah, we filmed it in Austin, and Randy Quaid plays the sheriff, and we have great scenes together, Randy and I and Rosie and all that. It was a lot of fun, so I got that coming up. And if that hits, I never have to do this show again. You know what I'm going to say? Even if it doesn't hit, I'm probably not going to do this show again. Because after making us wait in the lobby for – you know what it's like talking to JB for an hour? He won't shut up, as you can tell. He just won't shut up.
Just go, go, go.
You the opening act, JB, tonight? Or
no, he's the maitre d' of the show. He helps seat people, but he also goes up on stage, and he does a quite good job of rousing them and getting into a frenzy.
I will not sit in the front row and have you needle me for 90 minutes.
No, I wouldn't do it because
I'm
only doing 35, and I'm not going to do extra time to needle you. Yeah, I think I can get the job done in 5, and I think I've already done it. Stop looking at that bio from 1990.
Well, no,
who printed that out? Where did you find it? Did you go in the Wayback Machine, Sherman?
Let me talk. Okay. IMDB.com, as all the movies and TV shows and people like you. IMBD or IMDB.
Is that where you got it from?
Yes. And let's see how old this bio is. Do you still have 3 dogs and 3 cats?
No, they all passed away. But thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. Oh, I've been trying to get over it, and then you bring it right up.
You're terrible. You are terrible.
When we moved from
Los
Angeles, don't feel bad, ever.
I'm terrible now.
No, why? Because dogs don't live long. I was saying this on stage last night. If there's one question I'm going to ask God, and this is the question, why do parrots live 100 years, but dogs and cats, you're lucky 10 or 15 years? And you know what God's probably going to say? Because I like dogs and cats. I can't stand parrots. They can stay down here with the masses.
Because they live like 100, right?
That's what I said earlier. Was I here when I said that again? John, you know what I love about is your listeners, and I think Joe, who's a regular at the, has actually called into this program.
Joe, call up.
What's Joe's last name?
It's Italian.
Wait a minute.
It's Italian.
Joe, somebody called me up?
Last time I was on the show, Joe called in, but he's also a regular at the
That was the last phone call I ever got, actually.
Yeah, well, you know what? Ever since they realized that you're not good live.
That's true.
And I think ever since AI took over you are better. And I'm not even here. AI has taken me over. Frank Nicotero is a funny comedian and a friend of mine. We were doing my own talk show in Vegas for like a two-month run. Mm-hmm. And he asked Grok, you know, the AI, write jokes in the style of Bob Zaney. And Grok did.
Yep, and they do.
Yeah, and they were horrible, so he nailed me.
We actually have come out and said, because it's so possible, it's so easy for AI not only to voice things, but to write its own stuff. All it needs is the basic details. So I went on the air and said, Evans Broadcasting will only employ human beings, and you have to do that nowadays because there are some places doing this already. And when you call up on the phone and want to talk to somebody, it only hits you after a minute of talking with them that this is not a real person, although they're conversing.
But I don't know how many times you probably heard over your lifetime, you're not a real person either, John. And I, you know what? I said this. I was on Fox 11 on Thursday with Chris Murphy. Do you know Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't met him. Okay. I know he does the morning show. Yeah.
Anyway, I said, if you're going to do AI, there has to be a warning underneath that this is AI generated, because they can really change the public opinion with a lie, right? And if you don't put that there, you go to prison for 10 years. and you send a few of them to prison, they'll actually put that under there. That's the only thing. I don't like regulation. I believe in education, not legislation. Some things we have to.
We were born too late, Bob.
We were. It's over. It's not even our. It's not. This is not our country. Let the commies have it. Okay. I truly believe, and I say this with love in my heart, that the Democrat socialists should have their own state, and then they can have no military, they can have no police, right. They can have open borders, they can have all the resources, and they can have no billionaires or millionaires because they're the bad guys. And then let's see how long that lasts. That's all. Just give it 6 months, and then you'll see what they want for everybody.
Oh, that is good.
And I call it pacificia. And Pacificia would be the new state, and they're not allowed to defend themselves because that's wrong.
The state
that's
of Pacificia.
And they don't have prisons there, so anyone who murders someone, they get to go live with someone.
Do you do this on stage?
No!
Okay, I was figuring.
No! This is just me on a talk radio station with one of the best, one of the greats out there, John Potter. By the way, I loved you in It's a Wonderful Life. Go ahead.
No, actually, I was in the movie McShane, The Grand Slam, because I lived in Vegas 10 years, and there was constant movie making there. Any DJ or talk show host could get a position in one of these movies, and McShane was a series of movies with Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers, I think, was the best. I think his chicken is probably some of the best out there. And
still.
Yeah, forget it. Forget about the music. It's the chicken. Yeah. Kenny. And know when to fold them. But
the chickens?
Was that because, you got to fold the chicken.
We got to take a break here.
Oh, really?
Be back for one more segment.
No, I don't think so. I think I've done enough. Okay. I've given too much. Right. Won't shut up. So I almost said the F word, but shut up.
You've had too much coffee. No. We're going to take a break right now. I'm John Potter with Bob Zadie and JB for one more segment. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back shortly. FM News Talk time, 10:18.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3. News, talk, truth.
Getting loud here on Saturday morning. John Potter live and local. Bob Zadie with JB. Bob is appearing at Silver Legacy tonight. Get your tickets. The shows are 7:30 and 9:30. And look at this. Last time I had a phone call on the show was when Bob Zadie was here. And now there's the phones.
Oh, my God. JB, I just want you to say hi to folks because I feel that.
Hi. All right, there
you
go.
Thank you, JB. He's alive and well.
Joe is calling from Sparks. Hey, Joe, you're on the air with Bob Zadie and JB.
Thank you very much. It's so nice to talk to both of them. But tell JB that I'm going to give him a scholarship to Joe's maitre d' school because I am the best maitre d' that works there by far.
Thanks for putting up the sign.
Joe's not only an audience member, he helps out seating people. And you know what I do is I bring in a bag of popcorn and make sure I get it all over the carpet. And it's great watching him clean it up.
So Silver Legacy has a maitre d' at the comedy club?
Yeah. We have someone at the door, and then we have somebody to see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You'll see that tonight when you're there with Kathy, and while Kathy will excuse herself and go play a slot machine, so she'd have to sit through my act. Joe, you saw the show last night. Did you enjoy it?
No, actually, I saw it Thursday night.
You saw it during the blackout. We had the power outage.
I was there for the blackout. Let me tell you, I've seen you many, many times, and every time you've been good. But Thursday night was one of the best shows that you've ever done. And the crowd was great. We had the lesbian couple get married on the boat.
It was very exciting. Yeah, it was a tuna
boat. Everything worked out. Because everything you did with the crowd just seemed to work out so well. It was a great show. In fact, I'm going to get my partner tonight if his wife will let him go, and we're coming down to see the show. But if I don't show up, JD, give John my table up front there.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. I don't sit up front.
No, he doesn't sit up front. He's very shy, and he's also in the witness protection program.
You got me, but Kathy would love it, I'll tell you. So, Joe, what made this show so funny? What were the highlights of Thursday?
The power went out, John. I still went on with the show. It's the old showbiz adage.
Can't even ask a question.
Yeah, I tell you. So they gave him a light stick, and he accidentally shut it off and thought it was broken, so they brought him up a flashlight. And we just had so much fun. I mean, it was incredible.
I kept the audience. Nobody left, right, Joe? Nobody asked for a refund. And I got a massive standing ovation, too.
Wait. When the lights were out, I saw a couple people crawl out through the door. Yeah, they snuck out. But
those are the ones you touch inappropriately before the show.
My goodness.
Inappropriately.
That's a big word, I know. I know for an Italian, that's a big word.
All right, Joe.
There was
a couple girls
up front that were a little on the wild side, and when the lights went out, I'm telling you, I had to protect myself.
Joe, you're a very attractive man. At age 88, you really look good too. I would say if I looked at you, I'd say 86, but you're 88 and you still got it, man.
You know, I was just going to say that to John. You're not the oldest one around here. I just had my 82nd birthday on July 10th.
Oh, wow. Somebody older than me. All right.
And if you do the math, America is 250 years old minus 82 from that.
Yeah. Actually, I would have been 83. I was sick one year, so we just didn't count it.
Joe,
thanks a lot for bringing that up, Joe.
We were
having a great time, and then you bring us down. It's like John bringing up my dead cats and dogs. And
That's on your bio.
Well, I'm here to do comedy, okay?
All right.
Not the tragedy.
Great talking to you guys. John, take care. Maybe I'll see you tonight, John.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye. See you, Joe.
I might see you at the show tonight. That's right. I'll be there at 7:30.
Avoid him like the plague, okay? Trust me, you're not going to want to talk to him because he'll never shut up. He's like JB over here. I mean, it's constant.
Is Zany your real name?
No, but the joke I do for that, I can't do. But, you know, I have probably about 10 or 15 different TV appearances over the years in my younger days where I said, no, my real name is Earl Zany. And then I change it around. But Earl is actually my legal middle name. I'm Robert Earl. So how about that? My mom, I guess, you know.
Well, you don't even hear the word zany anymore. It's like Gads. My dad would say Gads. Yeah. You don't hear that anymore.
All right. And I remember in the old days when you were gay and happy and people loved being around you. But now gay takes on a whole new meaning.
When my dad was really mad at me, he would, because parents didn't really swear back then. My dad would go, ye gods, and he'd raise his arms like Zeus. I mean,
oh yeah. Well, that, you know, it's always great to have a Greek background with your father and to bring up the Greek gods.
Okay. I tell a nice story. And
no,
look what
it's,
you do.
It's a very nice story and I can't wait to read the book. Look, the point is we got a big show at the Silver Legacy tonight. Two big shows. John will be there with Kathy the first show. We're going to have a meet and greet with John and Kathy, and I'm going to wait up in my room until it's done. And then we also have JB will be not there tonight because JB is actually, he does a lot of work with unwed mothers, and so he has to go pay one of them off. Look, the point is it's going to be a great show. Joe might be down there. Joe from Sparks at 82. He doesn't look it, though. He looks fantastic.
Knows how to live at that age. That's great. Laughter is the best medicine.
It releases endorphins. Did you know that? And yes. I think Flipper was an endorphin. Look, the point is, this is going to be – wrote that joke when I was 17. Anyway, this is going to be a great show. Thank you. Check out my YouTube channel. It's the official Bob Zany channel.
What's on there?
Clips of you, John, in your early days of radio. It's my stand-up. That's what it is. And also my Dry Bar comedy special on YouTube. You can watch there, like it, share it. It hit 9.5 million views the other day on YouTube alone, but all across all social media, my Dry Bar special and stand-up clips, 44 million. One of my clips went viral and has over 12 million views.
Why did it go viral? What's in it?
I don't know. I tried to get the penicillin. I tried to get the antibiotics. Couldn't help out, and it just went viral. And which, by the way, doesn't work on a virus. Penicillin and antibiotics.
I got it.
I know, but we have some doctors out there. Hey, and when someone asks, you know, they know that they have a virus, the doctor will still give them antibiotics because it's like a placebo effect. They'll go, oh, this will help you. And it doesn't help you. JB, and I think it would only be fair if you had something to say at this point.
Bye.
I had two pages of stuff about you here, and I got through two sentences. I'll save it for next time.
Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that really a good thing?
I guess so. Yeah.
John, I think it would be great, too, if you have a couple of the Laugh Factory comics on a month to come by. Would you like to
set tell
that
those
up?
Guys.
Yeah. JB will take care of that.
We'll take care of it.
We'll coordinate. You.
Let's do that.
Yeah, okay. Let's have a comic come by. And,
can we have a set time so we're not waiting?
That was an error.
Was it? It was an error that really affected me, John, and not you. Okay,
right.
You were talking to the landscaping guy about
Fox News
rocks and
up.
Scorpions.
All right, Bob.
By the way, can I say something about Las Vegas? We have 200,000 stray cats. I mean, that's a lot of tribute bands. Anyway, thank you,
Bob. So good to see you.
Good to see you, man. You're the best, baby.
Okay. Bob Zaney, get your tickets at Silver Legacy online, right, JB?
Yeah, go to ticketmaster.com, and we got two shows tonight, 7:30 and 9:30, and one show tomorrow at 7:30.
All right, we'll see you at 7:30 tonight, Bob.
I'll see you tonight, Johnny. Thanks,
All right, buddy. All right, we're going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neff next. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to be talking travel, where to go for the summer vacation. After the news, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:30.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Friends, welcome back. FM News Talk Time, it's 10:35. Your good friend John Potter here, and the current temperature in Reno, 85 degrees. The National Weather Service Reno office calls it critical fire weather this weekend. The red flag warning is now in effect, covering pretty much all of Western Nevada, including Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Carson Valley, down to State Line, Tahoe. It ends at 9 o'clock tonight. A lot of serious stuff going on this morning, and a lot of not serious stuff going on. I choose to focus on the not-so-serious stuff today. If you've been listening, you know that already, at least for another little while. What I want to do is, we're heading into August, and it dawned on me, people often take vacation in August, like you are going to do probably once again, and others are too, but they don't know where to go. Maybe they're just too busy to book anything, and they're looking for some help. I put things off a lot, but it's nice to be prepared. So what's your favorite vacation spot? Have you found it? Call or text me at 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. August begins a week from today. And for those of you who did put your August vacation plans off to the last minute, I hope that I can help you today, because I want to find out from you guys what have been the most very cool places, maybe within the United States especially, or in Canada, maybe in beautiful Jamaica, maybe in Europe, possibly Asia. A lot of people I know are going to Thailand and Vietnam. I was talking to somebody over last weekend, a United States Marine, and he served in Vietnam. He was born in Italy, served in Vietnam as a Marine, and he saw combat. And I asked him, I said, would you ever consider going back as a tourist? And he said, oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful country, Vietnam. And I heard also it's very economical. Things are not, you know, that expensive there. Or if you're like me, it might be some local trip. Local trips are most excellent. Stay weekend at a Virginia City bed and breakfast. A stay weekend in Genoa. Or someplace like that. Tahoe certainly comes to mind. Maybe some days staying at the small towns along Highway 50 out east. You could do that. So let's help some folks out. We are stressed. Vacations are so, so important. Talk to us about your vacation. What you saw. Was it any good? How much did it cost, if you don't mind my saying? Maybe it was a one-tank trip. Somewhat locally, maybe it was something exotic like Europe. Maybe some of you have these exotic vacations, or you might be taking a trip somewhere, maybe within a few hundred miles of northern Nevada, 100, 200 miles, maybe one tank of gas to get there, one tank to get back. You can almost do Oregon or Vegas or Utah on that. In the West, we have great places like the Grand Canyon. What did you think of the Grand Canyon? Out east, I thought Washington, D.C. was amazing. But frankly, it was for now too hot, and I don't think it's a walkable city. It just seems like every block in D.C. is a mile, and it's like a very big, big city, not a walkable city, not a lot of shade. But I'll tell you, the restaurants around Washington can be really, really good. We went to one called the Oak Steakhouse in Georgetown, and it was super. That was recommended to us by a resident. Now, New York City is very walkable. So much to see and do there. We hardly spend any time at the hotel room at all in New York City. Are there recent trips you took, recent travels you might recommend, or maybe you can tell somebody not to go somewhere? What's a place that you would never visit again? Oh, Salina, Kansas. Oh, my God. Now, of course, there's the Vegas question. People either love Las Vegas or they hate Las Vegas, you know? So we're taking calls on travel places. It's my favorite thing to do. I spend most of my money on travel. I have enough things at my age. And so basically it all goes to restaurants and travel. 775-884-9910. Let's go to the phones. John is calling from Sparks. Hey, John, good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks. Places I would not go, California. Places I would go to is East. I got to say, some of the best times that we've ever had as a family is going to the Ruby Mountains outside of Elko.
Yep, La Boyle.
Going north through Idaho into Bozeman. We've done a handful of Bozeman trips, and they've been awesome. Fly fishing up the Wazoo, the Madison, the Yellowstone, the Gallatin, all of them so much better than the Truckee. But I love the Truckee, too. So those are just the ones that I can think of right off the top of my head. You guys, you put us all under pressure when you say call in. We don't know what to talk about. But there you go.
I love it. I love it, John. Thank you so much, my friend. That's basically a route you gave us to drive out east.
Absolutely.
Thank you, John. Have a good drive here. Yeah, okay, so the Vegas question. People either love Las Vegas or they hate Las Vegas. Our last trip there was okay, did not have a bad time. It was okay. What I like most is, to be honest, is just sitting all day by the pool and having dinner at the top of the stratosphere a couple of times. Now, that was cool. That was awesome. Nothing like having a steak dinner and watching people bungee jumping right past your window. I didn't know what they were doing. At first, I thought we'd see a tragedy here, but yes, they have bungee jumpers in the window at the top of the stratosphere. Vegas, I don't love it, but I don't hate it either. The thing I like about it is there's something for everyone. If you're into nature, being outside, there's plenty of things within driving distance of the Strip. We went to the Hoover Dam. We drove to Death Valley. We drove to the Valley of Fire. And if you're into dark tourism, too, there's some of that in Vegas. Of course, the deadliest mass shooting by a lone gunman in the United States history happened. You can actually see the room they were fired from. You see the parking lot where the Route 91 Harvest Festival was. We went to the intersection because we like history, whether it's good or bad. We went to the intersection of Koval Lane and Flamingo Road where Tupac was mortally wounded back in 96. Went to the Mob Museum. Oh, my gosh, that takes like half a day right there. Four floors of amazing history. Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum. If you're in the sports, you know, they got the Vegas Golden Knights there. Obviously not in season right now. Our hotel was right next to Allegiant Stadium, home of the Raiders. And luckily for us, Caitlin Clark was in town the same time we were. So we were able to see the Indians, Indiana Fever play against the Las Vegas Aces, the WNBA. All that is to say, there's something for everyone in Vegas. Whatever your flavor is, there's something out there for you. Exotic trips. One of my neighbors just came back from Peru. First thing he told me, they eat guinea pigs in Peru. It's like chicken down there. You can eat a cooked guinea pig off a stick. It's like the other white meat in Peru. Now, no, I'm not going to try it. And personally, my take is when I hear stories like this, we have so many incredible places to enjoy in this country alone. But I have many friends who keep pushing us to go to other countries and outside the continental U.S. My good friend Alex says I have to do Europe, specifically Eastern Europe, especially Poland. Or as he says, we should go to any place that touches the Danube River. My friend Gwen Duncan says, go to Hawaii. My good friend Stuart keeps pushing us to go to Australia. And my wife's cousin Doreen tells Kathy we need to go to England. And I think we, most of us, haven't even seen like 10% of this great country that we live in. And even the places we have been in the U.S., I want to go back. I want to go back to the Grand Canyon. I have hiked to the bottom twice, and I highly recommend that to anybody who might actually be going in that area. Remember, I remember when the Brady Bunch went to the Grand Canyon, and they took Alice, the housekeeper, along, and they rode those mules into the canyon. One of the great Jump the Shark episodes. But I remember that episode when I was there, and I'll tell you what, I would not ride on one of those mules. It's very scary. The narrow switchbacks. Every switchback that you ride or walk on at the Grand Canyon is probably like a 1,000-foot drop, and you got to watch your step because you take the wrong step, and you're off the switchbacks. And there are scorpions and black widow spiders, but it's a great trip. There are rattlesnakes there, too. Okay, so outside of that, the Rocky Mountains are a staggeringly, stunningly, wonderfully beautiful place. If I ever were a rich man, and I think we probably have gotten to the point where we can conclude that's not ever going to happen. But if I were a rich man, I would have two homes, and one would be here at home, and the other would be in the Rocky Mountains. And it's a funny deal. I fell in love with the Rocky Mountains before I ever truly saw them in the mid-70s, listening to John Denver songs. And about the same time, a year or two after, I had the privilege of being in the Rockies and hiking in them, of smelling the Rockies, of seeing it in springtime. Oh my gosh, the incredible profusion of flowers that bloom while watching the snow at the top of the Rockies, lingering sometimes well into June or, you know, sometimes in July. I have hiked and run and rejoiced in the Rocky Mountains. And if you've not had a chance to get out that way, do it. You want to see those sights. You do want to go to Yellowstone. You do want to go to Yosemite. Yellowstone is where Teddy Roosevelt had his epiphany for a National Park Service in parks. And John Muir proclaimed, no temple made with human hands can compare to Yosemite. They're both simply transformative. You do want to go to Salt Lake City and nearby Park City. You do want to go to Zion. You want to go to the Sawtooths and the Arches National Park by Moab. We did the full moon walk to the huge stone arches at midnight. Just wow. You want to get out there and see these things, all in our own country, all in the U.S. West. God has blessed this land mightily, but as wonderful as those places are, and as much as I'm going to enjoy them on this trip I've been planning forever to Glenwood Springs west of Denver, there's a lake out here, and there's a trail I love around here that's 11 miles long, full of switchbacks and waterfalls high above Genoa, to strap on a hydration pack and see if I can jog around up there sometime next weekend. And I want to go kayaking at Tahoe Keys. And I want to go camping again soon at Sugar Pine State Park out by Tahoma. Where to go, what to do, summer vacations, August. Let us know. Tell us where to go and where not to go. or where you'd like to go and you have questions about it, because I've spent most of my money on travel and I've touched just about every state and seen such great, wonderful things. Anyway, good to take a break. Be back shortly. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1049.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local. Current temperature in Reno, 85 degrees as we head to, what, an expected high of 92. Thanks for the call, Joe, and somebody else we talked to, but I'm checking out the texts, so let's get run through those right now. First off, about an hour ago, brought up the fact that the Democrats seem to have picked South Carolina over Nevada to be their first primary. And Jeff writes, who pays the expense to run these primaries when the Democrats and the Republicans have them on separate dates? Well, at least in this state, the party pays for the primaries. And that's why the parties get to set the rules, as in nobody who is not registered to our party can vote in our primary. If you want to change that, then it would have to be a public primary, publicly paid for, which some states do, where it's a free-for-all, and you can choose to vote in the other party's primary, and people not registered to a party can do the same. Okay, Paul writes, drive to all the points of interest and historical points in Nevada. Yes, it's a long list, my friend. So we're looking for specifics on that. Okay, Randy writes, good morning, John. I heard you talking about your trip to Glenwood Springs. Are you taking the train or driving? And don't forget to go to the little town of Marble, just south of Glenwood Springs. Well, thank you very much, Randy. We're taking the train. He continues, in Marble, they have an awesome barbecue place and also a lot of the actual marble from the sites in Washington, D.C., like the Lincoln Memorial and the tomb of the unknown soldier were mined there. Thanks. Have a great day. Well, thank you, Randy. And he sent a P.S., tomb of the unknown. Got it. Spell check. So anyway, yes, going to Glenwood Springs, and we also have a trip returning to Death Valley. There will be a lot of good food eaten. And we will find some hot springs, and we will sit in those, and we will watch nature all around us. We live, you and I, here in the real West, in one of the most beautiful parts of the country. And we are in one of the most beautiful parts of the world imaginable. I don't say that to put any other place down. I say that to remind us of how blessed we are here. In fact, I hope all of these other parts of the world, I hope that the people who live there take as much joy in where they live and how it looks to them as I take in where we live and how it looks to us. Forgive me for rambling on here so much, but the point that I wanted to make is that for all the beauty that is out there, like in the green hills of the eastern U.S., we do not want for beauty here. It is stunning how lovely our area is. And whether you like going up by Tahoe and just staring out all over it, or sitting by one of our smaller lakes, maybe boating across the waters, it's just tremendous. If you like lacing up boots and getting out on a hike or something along those lines, we have state forests and state parks and BLM land aplenty around here. Even in the city, if you want to hop on a bicycle and take off over a dirt trail like a steamboat trail there, or a path alongside the road or on a greenway, you can do that for miles on end if you want. If you want to string a hammock between two trees in the middle of the woods, just quietly let the day pass and hear the sounds of the night, wow, you can do that as well. But we are blessed to live in a beautiful place, and I hope that you and I are wise enough to use this nice weather this summer to get outside and enjoy it and make the most of it. So where do you recommend for a great vacation? Where do you warn people not to go? 775-884-9910. So after Fox News, top of the hour, I'm going to run through quickly the places that I have been that I enjoyed very, very much. Many of these qualify as one tank of gas trips. It won't cost you much. These are great deals. I'm not rich, and there are some great, wonderful values out there. But the stuff I just talked about, like camping or stringing up a hammock, absolutely free on free public land, like BLM land. All right, once again, a reminder that, so we'll be back next hour. I'll run through my list for you, so take notes, okay? Red flag warning is going on right now. It's now in effect. It means gusty winds, very dry conditions, low, low humidity, and this red flag warning is serious stuff. It goes on until 9 o'clock tonight, and it covers pretty much all of western Nevada, including Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Carson Valley, down to State Line, Tahoe. And I say serious stuff because, my gosh, fires here, there, here, here, everywhere this week, even in Peavine. It's just scary and incredible at the same time. The red flag warnings ends at 9 o'clock tonight. We're not in the clear because Sunday there's a fire weather watch. All right, back shortly after Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. It's 10:58.